So I think we might all need a nice warm Christmassy drink to warm us up.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
So for our 8th day of Christmas, we've got some wonderful milky eggnog for all of us to try. So I'll pour some out for everyone to try. James, you're a bit of a... Oh, I can smell the... is it brandy? You're a bit of an expert. What is in eggnog?
So it's made up of, obviously, eggs, lots of eggs, milk or cream, and a fair amount of sugar, which is often mixed with some rum, bourbon, whiskey, or other alcoholic.
I could definitely smell it. I'm going to start passing these down. Hey, here you go, Hugh. Are you an eggnog fan? That sounds promising, James, and for you and Alan as well. Here you go, Chris.
Is this homemade, Graham? Did you make this?
Caroline's made it for us. Here you go, Chris. Okay. One for you.
Thank you.
How many are we short? Who hasn't got one? Alan, okay, you're in need of one. So it's a bit of a weird concoction then, right? So what's the story? Why does this exist?
Well, so apparently, back in the day, a long, long time ago, so even back to like the 1300s, things like milk and eggs were really kind of sought after because it was only really the rich upper classes that could afford to drink those things or eat them.
Presumably alcohol as well.
And alcohol as well. And so there was this drink that was called posset, which kind of was, you know, drunk by the upper classes, and then later
on... Doesn't that mean a baby vomiting?
Posset?
Yeah.
I actually was thinking of possum, so it was what I was thinking, my head completely different.
And eventually, in the 1700s, that kind of got developed into, you know, where they would adding wine and beer to it.
Wow.
And they think the name Nog comes from, there's two different things. There's a beer from East Anglia at the time that was called Nog, or Noggin was also the name of a kind of a sort of like the cup that we would drink alcohol out with at the time. And I guess somewhere along the line that ended up in America and stuck a little bit more over there than it does here, because America, they tend to drink a lot more eggnog over there at Christmas than I think we do in the UK, but they kind of held on to it more than we did.
What does everyone think? Should we be reintroducing it to our Christmas holidays?
It's lovely. I've never
had
it.
And I quite like it.
Well, I've got plenty of extra egg here if anyone would like
some. Vinegar.
Well, I mean, speaking of raw eggs, I remember my granny always used to tell me, don't eat raw eggs, you know? She'd never used to lick the bowl, which I was always really disappointed about. Is this sort of thing safe to drink?
Well, I mean, the danger with the egg, with raw egg, is salmonella.
Hang
really.
On, you're asking us this question after after we've all just nicked a mug of it.
And also, I haven't had any yet, so I'm feeling
I did notice that.
Waiting. Bated breath, basically.
And so, the danger with the salmonella in the raw egg was, you know, it kind of, even up until the 80s, 90s and early 2000s, there was a lot of kind of... it was said that even, you know, as much as 1% of all the eggs that we had that were tested could potentially contain salmonella, which might not sound like a lot, but that's 1 in 100 eggs, and that's still quite a lot and quite a high risk of salmonella. Although these days, so normally, you know, it's much safer to eat kind of pasteurized eggs because that kills off most of the bacteria that would be in there. But these days, the Food Safety Agency in the UK is saying that it's a lot safer now to be eating raw eggs, and the percentage, you know, of the possibility of getting salmonella from a raw egg is much lower than it used to be even 10 years ago. So, although we do need to be careful, obviously, of salmonella and things like that. So probably best not to eat
Chris,
too many.
With your other hat on, you're a microbiologist at Addenbrooke's Hospital. Do you find you get many cases of salmonella?
No, thankfully, the numbers are extremely low these days. Back in the 80s, when people were worried about salmonella in eggs, there were thousands of cases. But that's because, and the number has come right down, because there is now a good vaccine which is administered to farmed chickens, and it stops them having salmonella. There is another bug they can carry called Campylobacter, but that's something quite different. But the number of salmonella cases is now vanishingly rare, so we can actually assume that raw eggs are probably absolutely fine now. The risk is extremely low.
Where does this word salmonella come from? It sounds like it originally came from fish.
It does, doesn't it? And I don't know what the origin of it is. I know who Typhoid Mary was, though, and I wouldn't want to make friends with her.
Well, as you guys tuck in after that excellent bit of science,